This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 4. Balm in Gilead. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 8. Say to them, "This is what the Lord says. When people fall down, do they not get up? When someone turns away, do they not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. None of them repent of their wickedness, saying, 'What have I done?' Each pursues their own course like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Why are we sitting here? Gather together, let us flee to the fortified cities and perish there. For the Lord our God has doomed us to perish and given us poisoned water to drink because we have sinned against him. We hoped for peace, but no good has come. For a time of healing, but there is only terror. The snorting of the enemy's horses is heard from Dan. At the neighing of their stallions, the whole land trembles. They have come to devour the land and everything in it, the city and all who live there. See, I will send venomous snakes among you, vipers that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, declares the Lord. You who are my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of my people from a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king no longer there? Why have they aroused my anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people?"
In this frightening passage, the prophet Jeremiah refers to Gilead, a region in Israel that was known for its medicinal balm or healing salve. In the midst of destruction, there was no place of refuge, no place even for the wounded to find help or healing. The prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah lived to see the destruction of Israel and Jerusalem by the invading powers from the north, Assyria and Babylon. The people were being punished for worshiping other gods since the days of Solomon, but they refused to repent. Isaiah says, "Woe to the sinful nation, a people whose guilt is great. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured. Your whole heart is afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head there is no soundness. Only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with olive oil. For Israel's deep-seated rebellion, God allowed other nations to overtake them. Later, when Jesus came, he didn't come as the builder of an ark like Noah or as a warrior like David. He came as the great physician, healing the lame, the sick, and the blind. Still today, our world persists in rebellion against God and is full of wounds and welts. Only in Christ can we be saved, brought back to God, and healed. Pray with me. Heal us, Lord Jesus, of the sickness that afflicts all people. Heal us, and we will be saved. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.